Okay, then we will move next to agenda item 12, Joy. We'll talk about public information request report. Joy, are you with us? Yes, I can think I see.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
We were just making sure to sanitize everything properly as we handed it off.
Good idea.
So, good afternoon, Chair Imason, State Forester Doherty, and members of the board. I'm Joy Krosick, and I manage the department's public affairs program. During the October retreat, there was a request for us to report out on public information requests and the workloads associated with those. Hopefully, my presentation today will provide you all with additional information on the public affairs program and the variety of ways that the department provides information to the public and engages with the public. So as public servants, everyone at ODF has a role in informing and engaging with the public, whether it's supporting recreational opportunities in state forests, educating landowners on Forest Practices Act, or helping communities build their defenses against wildfire. Agency leadership also has the additional communication responsibility of informing and engaging with our staff to ensure they have the information they need to do their jobs to the best of their ability. Regardless of whether the audience is internal or external, the goal of sharing information and engaging with an audience is to build and maintain their trust, which is why, as an organization, we strive for transparency, accuracy, and effectiveness in our communications and our interactions with the communities we serve. And while everyone at ODF is part of us achieving that goal of building and maintaining trust, public affairs has an integral role in those activities by supporting and assisting divisions and programs in expanding, enhancing, and sustaining their communications efforts. So who we are? We are one of the support functions that fall under the administrative branch. And the short story is we provide internal and external communication support to all of the department's divisions, programs, and our field offices. In a little more meaningful detail, we do that through strategic communications planning. Those provide the framework against which divisions and programs can execute successful communications efforts. Also through production of internal and external products to help deliver key information. And through creating connections with the public, which involves a variety of activities like media relations, overseeing our web and social media presence, management of the department's public records program. And we provide assistance with ensuring that the department fulfills its statutory requirements under the state's public meetings law. We do that with, at full staffing, 8 FTE, almost. We have 4 public information officer positions. We have 1 webmaster, 2 publications techs, and 1 intern who typically heads up our state fair activities. Where we're actually at right now is we're staffed with 2 of our 4 public information officers, and 1 webmaster and 1 of our publications technicians. So the item that came up at the retreat was regarding public information requests. So there are a number of ways that the public requests information from us. There are the standard ways, phone calls, emails, show up in person with questions. There's a lot of engagement on social media, whether they send us messages directly or provide comments on the information we post. We also do a lot of work with the media who are operating on behalf of the public. So we do have a challenge in the data available on these activities. My next slide has some numbers, but those are specific to workloads that public affairs is directly involved in. It would be incredibly difficult to build a full comprehensive picture of what public engagement and public information provision looks like throughout the agency, because there are a lot of folks who do that as part of their day-to-day work every day. And without every employee keeping count of every one of their phone calls, emails, site visits, in-person interactions, we wouldn't be able to show that full scope. But we can give you a general idea from that's specific to the public affairs program. One of our most important functions is tracking and fulfilling the department's public records requests because it's a statutory requirement. And my last slide has a little more detail on our public records request program. So as I said, this is specific to public affairs program work. So in no way is reflective of the vast number of phone calls, emails, and other Q&A that our folks statewide participate in. Also important to note is that this is reactive work. This doesn't at all include the proactive public information and engagement work that we do throughout the agency and across all the divisions. So in 2019, on our main information line, we received about 300 phone calls a month. We have a centralized email inbox that where we fielded almost 700 emails in 2019. For social media, we responded in some way to 356 comments and also 71 direct messages and fulfilled 77 public records requests over the year. As far as a workload perspective, we have, as far as for the general main information, phone calls and emails, that's about 20% of one FTE that we have dedicated to that. And then 20% of each of our public information officers' time is earmarked for responding to emails, to media, to phone calls, and to fulfilling public records requests. It's important to note that the actual workload associated with particularly the public information officer's body of work is likely far higher. It also fluctuates significantly year to year and even throughout the year. Ideally, when we're back at full staffing, we'll likely do some sort of work study to get a better idea of what the actual time commitment is for a lot of this work, so we can ensure that we're staffed appropriately to make sure that we're informing and engaging the public and being appropriately responsive. So specific to public records requests, and this is one that's much easier for us to track at the agency-wide level because we manage the program and we manage the online system through which the public makes their requests and we track them. So for 2019, we had 77 requests received. Of those, I believe 76 were closed out by the end of the year. The breakdown is actually pretty even with the exception of media having slightly more requests than others. So as far as workload for public records, it's very dependent upon a number of factors, primarily what's the scope of the request, what kind of records are involved, how old are the records, and how are they stored. So for example, a request for 2 years of board decision items and meeting minutes from 1960 is going to take a lot longer than fulfilling a request for those same records from, you know, the past 2 years, because we have to go back into archives, pull all of those, scan them, and then provide them. Another good example is there's usually an added complexity for any records request that involves emails. because of the IT time required to search our email archives, and then the fact that someone has to sit down and read through every one of those emails to ensure that there isn't any information that's potentially exempt under public records law. While the subject line of an email may seem relatively benign, people like to include lots of stuff in emails and cover a lot of bases. So we want to make sure that there's not inadvertently a social security number or somebody discussing a health issue, because that wouldn't be fair to that individual's privacy. Also, while Public Affairs is responsible for managing public records program and for fulfilling those requests, the actual ownership of the records is in each division or program, which means that there's time spent finding records, compiling them, reviewing them outside of Public Affairs. So it's not just us that feels the workload impact.
I think we've all felt a little bit of that workload.
Yes. All of our board members had that recent experience. So it was a very helpful precursor to this presentation. So we have an electronic system that tracks our public records requests. We can pull reports on that information. It's only been in operation, full operation, about a year now. And we recently sat down and worked through the system and identified some areas that need improvement or enhancement. So we're working on getting those changes implemented so future presentations aren't full of my makeshift tables and pie charts. The final important component of the public records request program is that there are a few requests where fees are involved. The majority of requests, we don't assess any fees because the cost to process the payment based on the amount of work needed, the cost to process it would exceed the actual cost for the work. Last year, there were 11 requests where a fee estimate was provided. The estimated fees were $10,836. We also apply an initial waiver to every request, which is in accordance with DAS's policy. So with the standard waiver plus fees that were waived for public interest, we ended up waiving about half of what we had estimated. And ultimately, five of the requesters paid the fees totaling $1,287. That's what we ultimately received. The other six requesters who received estimates either didn't respond to the estimate, so we waited and then withdrew their request, or they provided enough of a clarification to the scope of their request where a fee was no longer necessary because they narrowed it down to the point where it was much more manageable and less time consuming to fulfill. And that is the end of my report. Questions from the board?
I don't see anybody have a question about this. I'm just kind of curious, in your experience, the number of public records requests we got, say, last year, did that seem like a lot? Did that seem like, you know, run of the mill, or how would you characterize it? Seemed like a lot to me, but I'm just kind of curious because you're a professional.
That's good to hear. That's a great question, Tom. And ultimately it's difficult. At my last agency, I did the majority of their public records work, and it would fluctuate anywhere between 60 requests in a year to, I was at Department of Revenue, and when the marijuana tax program first came up, it jumped to almost 300 requests. For forestry, it's tough to tell because we've only had the system in place for such a short time. I'm hoping that we'll be able to better identify trends now that we're tracking them more closely. And even looking at I believe it was 2019, the State Public Records Advocate released a report on number of requests across state agencies. And there are some who receive 5 or 6 a year and others, like OSP or DHS, who receive thousands. So we're somewhere at the lower end of that.
Okay. Of course, revenue didn't have a board of revenue, right? So, you didn't have to deal with people like that. So, okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.